It paved the way for the 3-decade-long rule of President Mobutu. They didn't come any greedier in Africa. It's estimated he stole around half of the $12 billion his country received in aid. The West helped to keep him in power.
A people and a country finally breaking under the strain of 26 years of autocratic and brutal dictatorship.
But Mobutu's era ended in the most unexpected of ways. Genocide in Rwanda, the country next door, saw millions flee into Congo. War followed them. Rwanda and Uganda sponsored a rebellion that overthrew Mobutu and installed the Kabila family in power. In a decade of war, more than 5 million people are estimated to have died. As 9 African nations and numerous rebel groups fought each other for territory, for control of Congo's riches, warlords dominated the swathes of the country. The word used to describe you is warlord. Not peacemaker, warlord.
I'm not a warlord. It always, always comes back to the money.
We're going to make some history together today.
With the tech boom of the new millennium, Congolese coltan was in high demand.
As there is a new commodity that we all want for our mobile phones or for our electric vehicles, the reality often is that Congo has it. And so we start to see the unscrupulous businessmen and women. We start to see the corrupt leaders.
Human rights groups allege that around $750 million in mining revenues has been stolen under the rule of President Joseph Kabila and his cronies. Congo is a country where more than 70% of the population lives below the poverty line, where women suffer some of the highest rates of sexual violence in the world, and human rights can often be abused with impunity.
This soil on which we sleep is the same soil where we buried our children.
Such suffering isn't the natural condition of these people. It's man-made. And that is the tragedy of Congo.